church all my life. My dad was one of the deacons at our church, and I made a profession of faith at CBS when I was 5 years old. Looking back now, knowing what I do now, that profession was made out of fear because I did not want to say no to somebody, one of the leaders that asked me if I wanted to be saved. I had no peace growing up, always afraid what would happen to me, what would happen if the Lord came back, when I grew up and got married, what would happen to our children. Never a peace in my life at all. After our third little girl, Emma, was born, 6 weeks after she was born, I went ATVing with Matt, my husband, and some friends. And as we were rock climbing up a cliff, my ATV flipped over backwards and I fell off, and I watched the ATV fall down the cliff, and I was laying there with my back hurting. And I remember in that moment thinking, this is how I die. This is how I die right here. And I went home that night and I thought, you know what? If I died in that accident, I don't think I would have gone to heaven. I know I wasn't saved. But I pushed it off and said, you know what? No, you made that profession, you're fine. Until a few weeks later, one of my friends on Facebook shared her testimony of how the Lord had just saved her. And I remember being so angry and bitter with her as I listened to that testimony. And I said, no, somebody's just made her doubt. Somebody's made her have a feeling. She already was saved. Somebody's made her doubt her salvation. But I could not get away from her testimony. As the weeks went on, I tried to just forget about it, but that testimony kept coming back to my mind. If I have a shower or be alone vacuuming or washing the dishes or something, that's all I could think about. And then in September of 2019, Brother McVeigh came to our church and had a series of messages. And I think it was a Monday night message. He spoke on the love of God. And the verse that he was speaking on was from Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And it just hit me. I really think I felt a physical hit in my head from the Lord. And he just showed me, you know what? You're lost. You think you're so much better than all these people. He showed me all these people that I really thought were horrible people. And he said, you know what? You're just like them. You're just as bad as them. You're worse than them. You are nothing. And so I got up from that service. I remember going downstairs. I was with a friend downstairs. Her kids had locked her keys in her car. And so Matt had gone to get her keys. And I just was sitting there quiet, wrestling with the Lord about this, trying to forget it and get away from it. And I remember the friend said, are you okay? And I said, no, but I don't want to talk about it. And that night on the way home, I was really quiet, just wrestling. And Matt said, hon, what's going on? What's bothering you? And I said, the words just started to pour out. I said, I'm not saved. I know I'm not saved. And he said, all right, you need to settle it then. You need to get it taken care of. And so he said, I'm going to put the kids to bed. You go in our room when we get home and you get it settled. You get along with the Lord. And so he did. He put the kids to bed. And the Lord showed me that night, you haven't been believing. You've been basing all of your righteousness on your works alone and what you could do, trying to live right, trying to do what was right. And you are no better than somebody that you have despised all your life. And so that night, the Lord saved me, and I do not have words in my vocabulary to tell you the peace the Lord brought into my life that night. And now, when I go to bed at night, or if I'm vacuuming or washing dishes, I'm not in turmoil. All I have is peace, and I just want to praise the Lord for that.
Praise his name. Face, content to let the